Bitachin for Life, Shir number 78, Thursday, Parshas Bamidbar, the 42nd day of the Omer. We are discussing that Hishtadlus is not an objective responsibility. And we find times that a person is not required to do Hishtadlus. For example, Shabbos Kodesh. So we have to understand why on Shabbos you do not have to do Hishtadlus. And we can extrapolate from that to our day-to-day lives, what level of Hishtadlus are we required to do? And is there a possibility that we can diminish the Hishtadlus that we do? So what's the purpose of Shabbos, and why don't we do Hishtadlus on Shabbos? The Pasuk says, Sheishis yomim te'ase melacha uvayom hashvi'i tishbos. A person should do melacha for 6 days and rest on the seventh day. The purpose of Shabbos is for a person to remind himself that even though he does his various Hishtadlus on the 6 days of Malacha, but still, it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, we have one day that is unique, that we do not have to do Hishtadlus. That is like a pure day, so to speak. So on that day, we remind ourselves that really every day it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But every day we have to do Hishtadlus, and on Shabbos, by not doing Hishtadlus, we remind ourselves of this truth that really it's always a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's never the Hishtadlus. So Shabbos is in essence a day of Emunah, a day of Bitachon. The Gemara says a fascinating thing. A person that is Mechalel Shabbos is as if he serves Avodah Zarah. And the understanding is like we've explained. Because the essence of Shabbos is to portray that everything in our life is governed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter what we do, it's not us, it's Hashem. And if a person tramples on Shabbos and doesn't appreciate this day, he is demonstrating Chas V'Shalom that he doesn't believe in the all-encompassing power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is comparable to Avodah Zarah. So that's the reason why we don't do Hishtadlus on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a day of Emunah and Bitachin. And we should just add that we mentioned yesterday that Adam Rishon, before he did the Avera of the Eitz Hadas, also did not have to do Hishtadlus. So what was the fundamental change that happened with the Eitz Hadas that made him have to do Hishtadlus during the 6 days of the week, like we've mentioned? The Vilna Gaon says a very important point in the Eitz Hadas. Many people think that this Avera was a one-time thing, and it really has not much to do with us. The Vilna Gaon explains that the Chet of the Eitz Hadas was fundamental, and the essence of the Chet was that before the Eitz Hadas, Adam Rishon was completely subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any independent calculations. And the essence of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas was Adam Rishon gaining his own independence, which really the Pasuk says, that the Nachash told Adam Rishon, if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you will be independent. And that was the essence of the Eitz Hadas. Before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, Adam Rishon was dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning he had complete Emunah and Bitachin. After the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, he developed his own independence. And that's why he had to do his Hishtadlus. Because when a person feels independent and not dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is required to do Hishtadlus. And this defines the essence of what Hishtadlus is. Hishtadlus is dependent on our level of Emunah and Bitachin. If we feel reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can do less Hishtadlus, like on Shabbos Kodesh. And if we don't feel that, and we feel more independent, we have to increase our Hishtadlus. We will, Amir Tzoshem, continue this discussion.